K4SUG, K4ZZX. 4SUG, K4ZZX. ZX.
K4ZZX, KN4RJN. Hey, Steve.
Good evening, KN4RJN. How's it going, John?
Well, it was going pretty good, but my echo link keeps dropping out. I don't know why.
That's not good. Don't you call tonight.
Sure, I surely do. I finally got my computer back. I got my radio working again and solved my static problem, but echo link is wanting to be... Wanting to be cantankerous this evening.
John, I see that. You keep going out. Well, I wish I could help you. I've got it on one of my laptops, my primary desktop, which is tied in with my server, and I've got it on my phone. So I always got a backup to a backup to a backup. Myself, I'm having trouble with my FT60R. For some reason, there is no audio on transmit. And I was wondering if there was a way to set deviation on that. I've looked, I can't find anything. Or it's just some little reset or some trick that might work to get it back where it's supposed to be.
Nickel in the little slot in the back.
Copy that.
That always used to say, put a nickel in it.
You talking about, it takes a dollar bill changer nowadays. You got inflation to worry about.
Just a quarter, maybe a couple of them now.
Guys, hope maybe I catch K4SUG out and about tonight. I know he used to be on the net quite a bit. I think he used to do the Thursday net. I was hoping maybe he might be in or somewhere around tonight. He helped me with radio about 10 years ago that I had. It was old hybrid FT-101Z Delta. And I loved that radio, but I ended up having to sell it.
What's the call sign again if you were looking for it?
Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf. K4SUG.
Well, I've got him in my log from past nets, so, and I've heard the name before, yeah, Ray. So he's still around. I just don't know where he is this evening, but he might check into the net later.
Yeah, I talked to Andy for just a minute or two last night, K-I-4-L-Z-I. And he suggested get in touch with Ray. It had completely slipped my mind until he had said something to me.
Yeah, he probably could help you if he's around. I don't know what in the world's going on with my echo link. I can get it up and then, you know, a couple minutes it goes blank and I look at it and it says the thing timed out. And I'm like, why? How did you time out? You know, you were in there. I don't get it. So echo link's going to be tricky this evening.
Were you doing it off your computer or on your cell phone?
My computer's been in the shop because it had bad cooling fan. And they swapped that out and cleaned it out and whatnot. Maybe some of the dog hair they pulled out of it was actually keeping something connected. I don't know what's going on here. It's like I have to shut it down, bring it back up, and then that gets me in. And then, you know, like... See, you're on there, and I'm on there, and there was another station on there, and it connects for a few seconds, and then it just drops out.
Come in. John, this is KD2RKN. It looks like I've just been listening for the past 3 or 4 minutes here on the repeater. I'm getting audio dropouts about every 5 seconds, and just boom, gone, and then it comes right back.
Out, but it don't it don't come back. And then when I try to go back and connect into the repeater, it won't do it. I just go up there, it went again. And I have to shut the thing down and then bring Echo Link back up. This is going to be annoying.
Alan, do you have time to do a complete reboot on your computer?
I haven't yet, but I just have to close Echo Link down and bring it back up. I mean, the net control software is working fine. Everything else seems to be working fine, but this thing comes up and then it just disappears. And I got about 10 minutes here. I might just reboot the whole thing.
Well, I say that is I've got my settings set up a little bit different than the standard settings that come up on when you're hooking in. What happens is I've got a couple of things that use the same port that Echo Link does, and if they're operating in the background using port, then Echo Link will get kicked off, and it sounds a little bit like what you're describing there. So what I usually do is I'll either do a Control-Alt-Delete and find it, but if you don't know which ones they are, it's probably easier to just do a complete reboot and start from scratch there. Go ahead. K4ZZX. Yeah, I hope that works out for you. If it don't, I'm pretty much at a standstill without, you know, being right there to see what's operating in the background. As far as computers, that's more by bailiwick than radios. So I got to find somebody that is a little bit slack on computers and real good with radios so we can trade some labor out. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had this thing in the shop. I may have to call the guy that worked on it and say, did you, add anything, take anything out, or, you know, other than just, you know, clean it up and swap out the fan. I said, what else did you do to this thing? Because it's acting silly. Of course, the other station that's a dropout on him tells me it might be the repeater itself. I don't know. But, okay, now we're back up. Let's see how long this lasts. Way down in the noise, but yeah, I think there it goes again. It just dropped out again. I wonder if Dave's listening. W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN. I'm bringing it up on my phone.
If that don't work out for you, that's what I was going to suggest. Try your phone. If that don't work out for you, if you'll like, I'll stick with you through the night. And when you get at the end or an open spot, if an Echo Link comes in, just let you know there's an Echo Link in there to recognize. If you won't, go ahead.
Well, feedback here because I've got it up on my phone. You can hear the delay. If I can get that far enough away. Yeah, that ain't going to work. Hang on. Steve, I think I'm going to have to rely on you to tell me when an Echo Link station pops up. So I'll be coming back to you from time to time. You're going to be my assistant net controller tonight.
A pretty good job. Can
do that. You just hang in there with me, and if one pops up when I stop talking long enough, I'll let me know.
You catch it at the end of check-ins when you're doing RF check-ins and just give you, call the Echo Link on.
Send me a text to my phone. I'll give you my number if you're ready to copy.
And bye. All right, go ahead.
Eight, six, four. 958-1636. Copy.
864-958-166. QSL.
I say again, 864-958-1636. Copy.
So, well, I'm going to send you a message just so I've got you up on my screen, and I'll go from there. Will that work?
We'll figure it out. Just jump in there and let me know when something pops up. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put you in the log while I got you. And since I don't have my echo link up, your prefix is K4, right? K4ZXX.
But no cigar. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray. You have copy?
That's what I meant to say. Dyslexia is a wonderful thing. I knew it was ZZX. I don't know. I said ZXX, but yeah, I got you. I got you in the log, Steve, so, and I'll acknowledge you when I do all my pre-check-ins and then go to Echo Link and then say, okay, are there any other ones out there? So stand by for that. We got about not too many seconds. Well, he snuck in under the wire, didn't he? Okay. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in beautiful downtown Inman. Well, not exactly downtown, but you get the idea. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echo Link Node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics. Your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we start the RF check-ins, I want to look at the early check-ins this evening and acknowledge those. We have W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI, they're both in Traveler's Rest. And KW4TS, James, in Belzer, and KC4W, Bill, in Anderson. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane in 6 Mile. Also like to recognize Steve, my assistant net controller tonight, K4ZZX. And now, let's go to Echo Link stations, if there are any besides Steve. My Echo Link appears to not be functioning, so Steve's going to let me know if anybody pops in there later. But right now, let's check and see if there's anybody there now. Echo Link stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'll go ahead then with the RF check-ins. And tonight being Friday night, we start with the Uniform Through Zulu Group, the suffix of your call sign. Calls in the letters Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod, and we're in the land was. We're negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4RJN, that Trove Blue is shooting at. My entire computer just went out on me, so give me just a minute to bring that back up and get back into operation here. So stand by, please. That's Grove Blue Ridge 2 minutes. Sorry about the delay there, folks, but I'm back. I'd like to recognize K4XB, that's Tommy over in Honey Path, and W4WOZ, that's Ron over in the Land of Waz there in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
4RJN. John, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
For RJN. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, John.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome David, KO4AOW, also here in beautiful downtown Inman. And Rick, KK4DMW, he brings along the family, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, you tell Lorena and Michelle we said hi. And David over in Easley, KB2BYQ. Appreciate you checking in, being with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, or excuse me, Lord, I know what I'm doing, I really do. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Some of these technological issues I'm having are got me a little rattled. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, one on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
Control, W4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, still alive in Taylor's, with, Corona, what you call it, on my tail. Right in the middle of it, actually. Anyway, I'm still living in negative and negative, over.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Warren, N4HHC, and Gene, who's still alive and kicking over in Taylor's, W4FHJ. Gene, I'm sorry to hear about that, but I wish you a speedy recovery on that thing, and you stay safe and do what the doctors tell you to do, and we hope you get better soon. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, and we'll stick around for your story.
KOGL, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. This is Ed in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Last station, KO4HEL. I did not catch your name, sir. Could you come back?
That's Ed Echo Delta.
Again, Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. And please check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. We'll both be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay. Sir, to you and everyone on the net, please check in and out. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Echo, Yankee, Victor, KO4DYV. This is David, mobile at Greenwood. No traffic, no comments.
This is Can4RJN. I'd like to welcome Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, we'll get back to you and get your weird animal stories or whatever you got there. And we'll chat for a while. And KO4HEL, Ed, thanks for stopping by. And KN4HTP, Wendy. Wendy, I don't smell any chocolate coming over the radio, so I guess you're not baking this evening. And Spillings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. And KO4EYV, that's David, over in Whitmire. Want to thank you all for stopping by. And I'm having a little bit of a technological issue here. And let me take a break here. We got the Echolink station up. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Hello, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. KE2BNG, Glenn in Gray Court. And I'll be negative and negative. Just check again. You have a good evening.
Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Glenn, KD2BNG. Glenn, glad to hear you. I haven't heard you on the radio in a while. But thanks for stopping by and checking in with us. K4ZZX, do I have any other Echolink stations up? To the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Bro, when you call, Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. I've been listening to the Hurricane Watch now.
2MJB. John, welcome back to the airways. It's great to hear you calling the net again. I have missed you. I missed your tidbit. I kind of look forward to that. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark is in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Return, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec. Quebec. We're in Piedmont. We'll both be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 in the net. I'd like to welcome James, KK4JFO, up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KI4LZR, our good buddy Andy, up there in Table Rock in Pickens County. And KK4JBQ, Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, I've got a tidbit for this evening, so don't run off. And KG4PFI, that's Don over in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, Linda, also in Piedmont. I want to thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, India through Lima, before we slide on down? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is Can4RJN, that's Troll Blue, 2 minute. Let's slide on down to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa. Suffix if your call sign falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Town, John. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden, Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue, it's 2 minute out. I'd like to welcome my good buddy Walt here in Inman, K4OIM. Walt, you're sounding good. I think you got over that whole corona thing there and doing well. And thank you, sir. I am glad to be back. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be back, but I am glad to be back right now. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue, it's 2 minute up. Walt, looks like you got the seating. So we're going to slide on down to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. For RJN, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, KA2 TXJ, Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN, please check in KD2 RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo November, Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comment.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue, 2 minute up. I'd like to welcome Walt, K4OIM, and James, KA2 TXJ. Last calling station. I did not get your call sign completely. Could you come back to me, sir? This is KN4RJN at Control Blue, 2 minute. I think I got on that last calling station KD2RDN. Sir, can you verify that?
K2RKN, Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Sorry, I got a new radio and I'm still trying to figure out how to use the darn thing.
Yep, I copy. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo November. Jason, over in Williamston. Roger, got you, sir. Thank you very much and thank you for your patience. In addition to my other technological problems, my fingers don't work all that well anymore. But thanks for stopping by. We also have another Echolink station up, according to my assistant, that controller. So Echolink stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha in Buenos Aires, Bill. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 minute up. Like welcome, Bill, KO4ACA, way down there in Buenos Aires. Bill, thank you for taking the time to check in with us and take pictures. We want to see them. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN, out of turn, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat Mobile in Spartanburg, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue, it's 2 minute. I'd like to welcome Pat. K4OSH, out of turns, fine, Pat. You got to get in there, you got to get in there. Understand being on the mobile. You take care out there on the mobile, and you have a good evening. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Check in. November 4, Alpha Kilo, N4AK, Glenn, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 minute. I'd like to welcome Glenn, N4AK. And I believe you said you were in Sunset, sir?
Sunset, South Carolina. That's Roger. Over.
To that, I will correct that in my log. They've still got you in Traveler's Rest, but we'll fix that. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Would you please check in Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf, David, and Easley. I hope I'm not out. out of order, sir.
This is KN4RJ and the control blue is 2 minutes. Last calling station. I copied. Let me see what I copied. KM4 Golf Zulu Golf. David over in Easley. Is that correct, sir?
Okay, so that's correct. And I just talked to Troop 96 camping up in Haygood Mill Park area up there, and they checked in with me on the Anderson 2-meter net, and I tried talking them into getting a couple of the kids checking in with you just to handle the traffic, you know, a couple of kids under somebody else's call, of course. But anyway, good luck tonight, sir. KM4 Golf, Sula Golf. You did get my call and name correct.
Well, I'm having a little some technological issues, and my fingers aren't working real good either, so it's like I just want to double-check, make sure I got everybody correct. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN and Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE. Good evening to everyone on the net from Larry, located in Piedmont. And I will be negative and negative this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome Larry. Excuse me. Like to welcome Larry. That's not COVID, folks. That's just too many cigars and pollen in the air. Like to welcome Larry, K4LWE, over in Piedmont. Thanks for stopping by, Larry. Hope you're having a good evening. And one last call for any other station, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if there's an Echolink station floating around out there, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Trot 4, Delta Lima. My name's Al, Alpha Lima. I'm here in Easley. I'm portable. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJ and Nectar Blue Ridge 2-minute net, sir. I got Kilo Foxtrot 4, Oscar Lima, and then you dropped out. Can you give me that last letter, sir?
Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima, Canada. Don't leave town.
This is KN4RJ and Nectar Blue Ridge 2-minute net. I got you, Al. KF4DLT. Out there mobiling around, you take care out there on the mobile, and you have a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KM4RJN or Net Control.
KM4RJN. Take in and out. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and more. Thank you.
KJN. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4OW, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-minute net. Like to welcome WU2T, that's Rusty, over here in Roebuck. And K4ROW, Richard, over here in Greenville. I want to thank you both for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, I'm going to figure this out here sooner or later, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Oh, please check in and out, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy, also Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda. Up here in Asheville, where it's starting to rain. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
If I'm out of turn, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blues 2-minute. I'd like to welcome Randall, KI4VLW. Up there in Asheville, and he brings along his wife, Linda, KJ4CRL. I want to thank you all for stopping by. It's starting to sprinkle just a little bit down here. Randall, so yeah, it's coming this way. And Richard over in Slaptown, KK4FTU. You
Scott out of town. Richard, you're fashionably late, but we're on the big group now, so you're definitely not out of turn. You take care over there and slap down. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Is Kilo 4, India, Zulu, Zulu, K4IZZ, David in Piedmont. No traffic, no comment. However, I can check in 3 adult leaders with Troop 96 who are unable to reach you with their HTs this evening and will try tomorrow with an antenna. If you want me to relay the M, let me know and I will proceed.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue. It's 2 minutes. I'd like to welcome David, K4IZZ. And yes, sir, you may relay those stations to me. Please speak slowly. And how many stations you got?
3 that I know of.
Proceed.
All right. First one is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Hotel Oscar KJ 4 Who? That's Rick. Second is Whiskey 4 Tango Charlie. That's Doug. And Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And that's Todd. Troop 96 camping up at Hey Good Mill.
Sir, I copy KJ 4 WHO. WW4TC, and I did not get the last one.
All right, that is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Todd. Name is Todd.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue. It's 2 minutes. I'd like to welcome Richard, KJ 4, WHO, Doug, WW4TC, and I think you said his name was Todd. He's showing up as William, KO4WTF. What was the name that he goes by?
That's correct. He goes by the name Todd, Tango Oscar Delta Delta.
Sure, I'll correct that in my log. And all right, hang on. This computer's acting stupid again. There we go. And this is KN4RJN, Net Control Blues, 2 Net. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're in Easley, please check this in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. This is one mobile in Greenville, no traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
KN4RJN, that's Gulf Blues 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Larry, KC4SKD. He brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're both over in Easton. And our good buddy, Juan, WA4KC. Over in Greenville. Thank you all for stopping by. Hope you're all having a good evening. Last call. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue. It's 2 Net. Now securing the formal portion of that. With our thanks to everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. However, if you do, you'll miss the Friday night tidbit. And we'll begin the rag chew portion right after the Friday night tidbit, which will come to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue. It's 2 Meter Net. Wild bees are moneymakers for some U.S. farms. U.S. cherries, watermelons, and some other summertime favorites may depend upon wild bees more than previously thought. Many farms in the United States used managed honeybees to pollinate crops and increase production. Now, an analysis of 7 crops across North America shows that wild bees can increase the harvest on farms abuzz with managed honeybees. Wild volunteers add at least $1.5 billion in total production for the 6 crops, researchers report in the 29 July issue of Proceedings of the Royal Society. The big surprise was
was that we found so many wild bees, even in intense production areas where much of the produce in the USA is grown, says pollination ecologist Rachel Winfrey of Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Winfrey and colleagues spot-checked the visits from wild and managed bees to flowers at 131 commercial farm fields across the United States and parts of Canada. In a novel twist, the team checked for signs that there were too few managed bees to get the maximum production by depending upon these bees alone. The information led researchers to estimate to what extent native bees were filling the gap. Break. Based on orchards in Michigan and Pennsylvania, some $1.06 billion worth of apples depend upon native pollinators, the researchers say. Watermelons get an estimated $146 million benefit, and sweet cherries, $145 million. Native bees also dominate pumpkins and boost tart cherries and blueberries. A bumblebee visiting a blueberry flower is shown on this picture here, which I'll hold up to the microphone so you can all see it. So that's our Friday night tidbit, and we will now break for any other check-ins before we begin the rag chew. Any other check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu or Echo Link, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control Blue and Stephen Net. We'll now begin the rag chew portion, and up on the stuff is my good buddy Harry, KC4EZN. Up in Chandler, North Carolina. Harry, what you got for us?
KN4AJN, KC4EZN. Not a whole lot. Only strange animal I saw turned out not to be very strange at all. I'm going to have to do some looking. Eating breakfast the other morning, and the cat sits up on the table, and the next thing I know, she's bounded over to the window and looking out and making these little noises the cat makes, and I looked out and I saw the head of this funny looking bird sticking up over my front porch steps, and I thought, that's a weird looking animal. Then I got up, walked around, found another window, and it turned out not to be a bird at all, but it turned out to be a chipmunk standing on the step. I don't know, maybe 5 inches high, cute little fella, standing up on his hind legs, just looking, and next thing I know, he goes bounding off, which is okay, but now I'm wondering why I have chipmunks under my front porch. I think I'm going to have to crawl under there and investigate. I'm not real sure that I want to share the inside of my house with a chipmunk. I'm not aware that there are any cracks and crevices there, but that chipmunk had a reason for being there. That's my strange animal, the bird that turned into a chipmunk. And what I'm really interested in, John, is what did you do to fix your radio? KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
KN4RJN. Well, Harry, I went back to my Army engineer training, and the Army engineer's motto is cut to shape, pound to fit, paint to match. It can't be fixed with a hammer, it can't be fixed, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, I had moved the antenna outside with a extra piece of cable, and it was picking up all kinds of unique and wondrous static and whatnot, so I moved it out because I changed out the light bulbs in my ceiling fan, and they were dimmable LEDs, and for some reason they were causing severe static on my antenna, so I moved the antenna outside. So what I did was I took those light bulbs out, put the old ones back in, brought the antenna back to where it was before, and now it's working fine.
But that fixed the static on on this repeater?
And I took the Steve, KN4VWA, had loaned me a piece of coax to get it outside, and so I took it out and put it up underneath the deck, and stuck it out there so it would get, you know, out of the room and outside where it could, you know, get a little better shot at the repeater. But and I don't know if it was the cable, I don't know what it was, but the
connector on the back of my radio. The Raspberry Pi is sitting on this same credenza behind me, and the Pi bothers the connector a little bit. Whenever it's on, it throws some static in there. Well, not a little bit, actually a lot. But so I put some RF shielding around the connector, and the Pi is running right now, and it's not bothering it. So that fixed that problem. So there we are.
I've been pretty darn good tonight. That's an interesting thing. I don't know what you do to check a piece of coax, unless you've got one of these fancy analyzers like the cable guys have. I had a problem with mine, and the guy came out and hooked his machine up to it. Well, my machine says you've got a break in the cable, and he pointed a spot on the ground, and I thought, yeah, right. Well, yeah, those are the vector network analyzer can actually tell you where the break is. And after he had installed a new line and everything, I dug up the old one, and lo and behold, the jacket had cracked. Of course, the water got in it, and they don't put a whole lot of extra stuff in that cable, especially for cable TV. But it was right about where he said it was. So anyway, that was about all I got tonight. I didn't know if you were sitting up on a stepladder, or maybe you decided to take the handheld up and were sitting on your roof with a long drop cord to run your laptop for. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, John. It's good to hear you back loud and clear now. It's kind of interesting that you went back to the way it was, which some of the training that I've had in Boy Scouts, and then took some flying lessons a long, long time ago, and it says when you're lost, do a 180, because then you are going back over where you've been, which means that you're no longer lost, and that's kind of what you did. You went back to the way it was, and it works. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you. Stay home, stay dry. Hopefully we don't get a whole lot up here, but that's all right. It hadn't rained in a couple of weeks worth anything, so we'll turn it back to you, John. Stay in for RJN, KC4EZN.
Cut, Harry. Well, Steve, who loaned me the cable, suggested the experiment earlier today to leave the antenna where it's at and hook that cable back up. And I said, I will do that after the net. It's working now, and I don't want to mess with it. But after the net, I might hook that cable back in and see if it was, in fact, the cable itself or something else was causing it. But it's working now, so I ain't going to mess with it until at least later on today or maybe tomorrow. Anyway, Harry, you take care up there. 73's to you. Thanks for chatting with us. And we'll take a break here. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Control, Net Control. Late check-in, KN4LT.
KN4RJN, that drove Blues 2 Internet, last calling station. Did not quite catch your call sign. Can you come back, sir?
Kilo November 4, Lima, Tango Echo.
This is KN4RJN, sir. I copy. Kilo November 4, Lima, Tango Echo. Is this Jeff?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Thank you for taking my check-in, sir.
Not a problem, Jeff. Glad you stopped by. Thanks for checking in with us. That would like to welcome KN4LTE. That's Jeff up here in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. Hope you all are doing well up there. Hope you have a good evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or Echo Link, or whatever, carrier pigeon, whatever you got, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Megahertz. About to shut her down, folks. If I missed anybody for check-ins or comments or weird animal stories or whatever, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, K4ZZX, since we're about at the end of this thing, I'll jump up on the hickory stump for a minute or two. We spent most of the day today to take a run down to Mississippi. Seemed like while all the traffic is headed north and east and north and west, we're going to be headed south and west about the same time. The thing is, it seems like that storm's moving at a pretty good clip. We figure we're going to get some rain, but hopefully it'll be gone by the time we get down there.
Steve, it looks, watch that weather close. You're heading in the wrong direction there, but you take care, and I appreciate you being my Echolink eyes this evening, being my assistant net controller, and I'll try and figure out what's the matter with this. Either with the Echolink or with my computer, one or the other. But I do appreciate it. And you take care on your travels there, Steve. Appreciate it greatly. If I have not missed anybody else for check-ins or comments, I'm about to send my net report. So anybody, any other stations for check-ins or any other comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
The Hempest. Is there still a Hamfest in Gaffney in 2 weeks?
There is one, or are you asking if there is one?
Question. I believe there was. Is that still available?
Do not know. Which radio club's sponsoring the Hamfest, do you know?
I believe it was I'm not sure. It was like Gaffney, North Carolina, or South Carolina, and like...
Well, they probably have a website, I would think. You can always check the website. I don't know if anybody else out there knows if Gaffney's having a Hempfest or not. Any other station know that? Well, sir, I guess nobody else knows, or if they do know, they're not on the air right now. I would check their radio club's website and see if it's still going to happen, because I have no idea. Any other comments on that subject, sir?
Thank you very much. KN4ALT, sir.
Have a good evening. Hope you find out. And if you do, let us know when you come back on the net tomorrow night. All right, folks, that pretty much wraps it up. Please stand by for my net report. KN4RJN, I heard somebody yell recheck just as I hit the button. So recheck, come back.
Well, see, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I found something here, and I don't give any definite yes or no, but it'll tell you what repeater to go to. The 145.15, the Union repeater, is the repeater y'all need to ask questions to some of them about that Hempfest. KI4LZI.
Can you say that frequency one more time?
145.15, 145.150. No tone. It's the Union repeater. But the Gaffney people, they're using it. The Carolina Aries people use it. KI4LZI.
To that, Andy. Thank you for that information. Station that was asking about the Gaffney Hempfest. Did you copy?
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Andy. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now shutting down the net and returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Good night. KN4RJN, I am clear.